Hey, Catherine?
Hey.
Are you sure that you want to get a date with this guy? Because as far as I'm concerned, I think that this is the lowest anybody has ever stooped.
What? He
just when these second date updates.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think I still want to date with him.
What kind of monster buys a hat for somebody and then doesn't ask them out on another date?
You're so
it's
obsessed.
Ridiculous to me.
I mean, I can think of a lot worse things.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. I can't, Catherine. Well, I guess we're going to call him anyway. I mean, if you're just tuning in for the second date update, Catherine is on the phone. She wants to call a dude named Grady. They met in their Spanish class. They were taking like a night Spanish class. He asked her out after class. They went and got some Mexican food and then walked around the mall. And while they were walking around the mall, he bought her a hat.
Yeah.
But hasn't asked her out on another date.
You are disgusted.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I finally found your line. And
yeah.
This guy's crossed it.
This is it. Catherine, why do you think he's not calling you back?
I truly have no idea. I mean, I've run through every scenario in my head, and I kind of starting to wonder if he just feels insecure because I'm better at Spanish.
No!
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I mean, he is avoiding Spanish class altogether, it sounds like, this week as well. So that's not a bad theory.
It could be. I'm really anxious.
All right. Well, I'll call him right now, see if we can get him on the phone and get your answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hola, ¿puedo hablar con Grady, please?
Hello?
Oh, hey, what's up, Grady? Sorry, sorry, I'm speaking Spanish again. Is this Grady?
Okay, yeah, this is him. Who's this?
This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I know, there's a lot of things you don't understand right now.
Yeah.
This is really the radio station?
Well, I'm a person,
okay, that's
not a station,
but yeah,
but yeah, it's a show that airs on radio stations. Yeah.
What are you guys cuffing me for?
Well, we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to give you a call and find out what happened. And we got an email from Catherine. You spent an evening with Catherine getting Mexican food and walking around the mall. You even bought her a hat. I don't know if you remember that or not, but.
Hold on, man. So, Catherine emailed you guys about a date that we went on?
Yes.
Wait, was it not a date? She wasn't actually sure on that one, but she thought it was a date.
Yeah, as far as I know, it was not a date, and I thought that was clear.
Oh, well, I don't think it was clear with Catherine because, well, I mean, she wasn't sure, but she was sure hoping it was a date. Did you have fun with her at all?
Yeah, no, I had a great time. I just, honestly, you know, I met her at Spanish class, and I thought, you know, she looked pretty and she was nice. So, you know, I thought maybe she could also help me find, like, a little fashion of my own because she seemed, like, real fashionable. So I thought it would be cool if we, like, hung out and shopped a little bit. That's it.
Wait, hold up, though. I don't get that because you're like, oh, she's pretty and I want to hang out with her. So why wouldn't you consider it a date even if it was for her to help you go shopping?
So this is kind of awkward, I guess. I guess I should explain this. I am currently trying to go out with this Spanish chick, so that's why I took these Spanish classes. And yeah, so I wasn't trying to go out with her because I was already taking the class to try to go out with somebody else.
Okay, so you're basically using her as a stylist for the evening.
That wasn't my intent. You know, I did need help finding some clothes for my date. yeah, this sounds bad now.
Yeah, but you bought her a hat even.
As like a thank you, like we were shopping for me and I felt bad that we weren't getting her anything. So I'm like, you know, saw her eyeing this hat and I bought it for her.
Oh,
all right.
That's like embarrassing.
No.
What, that he has no style and he has to like convince
like,
me to go out with him? To yeah, it is embarrassing, Grady. You need to do a better job of shopping for yourself. I agree.
That, but also like the mixed communication there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's your fault and it's not her fault either, but I'd be so embarrassed if I were her.
It did seem like a date.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't a date though. Like I didn't even kiss her or anything like that. And it was more of a business transaction, you know?
Okay, well, maybe you guys can do more business together because she's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Grady.
What?
Yeah, it's Catherine.
Hey, this is awkward. Why
yeah,
are you?
Awkward.
Why are you calling a radio station or emailing them about a date? I'm really didn't think we were on a date at all.
You took me to dinner after telling me I was beautiful. Unless you meant to say something else and your Spanish is just so bad that you messed up.
Oh, no.
Which is possible, let's be real. Mm-hmm. But you said I was beautiful. You took me on a date to dinner and drinks, and you bought me a hat. And
I didn't take you on a date.
So did you mean to say, oh, that Spanish girl in our Spanish class is beautiful or something, and you said I was beautiful, or... Because it was
no, I mean, I gave you a compliment. It was a compliment. Like, you are beautiful, and so, I give you a compliment. I give friends compliments all the time.
It's misleading when you don't tell me why we're hanging out, when you're using me so that you can hang out with another girl.
Well, honestly, Catherine, I thought it would be awkward if I approached you and was like, hey, need some help finding some style. I barely knew you. I mean, probably it's more awkward now, come to think of it.
Right.
But, I just thought it would be awkward.
I mean, do you not have any other friends that you know better that you could have asked for help?
Honestly, I do have friends, but nobody that dresses as nice as you. Like, every time I went to Spanish class, you look so amazing. So I thought, like, who better to help me out than you?
I'm trying to figure out if I'd be offended if I were you, Catherine. I mean, he's really complimenting you a lot, doesn't want to go on a date with you, though.
I'm not offended if he thinks I have good style. I'm offended by the fact that he was manipulative and is trying to act like he wasn't.
Yeah, because that's what it sounds like to me, too, and that you're not owning up to it.
But he was at least being nice.
But he wasn't being honest, and that's the key. And he was using, she obviously liked him, and he knew that, and you were taking advantage of that.
Well, I didn't know that she thought it was a date. So, I mean, I thought we were just hanging out like friends in Spanish class having a good time.
I disagree because we weren't friends. It was our first time hanging out. You paid for everything and it felt like a date.
Oh, yeah, you did pay for everything, too.
Yeah, see?
I told you guys it was a thank you for her helping me shop. that I didn't, like I said, I didn't kiss her or anything. I didn't, seal the deal afterwards. I don't know. What do you guys want?
There's plenty of dates that don't end in a kiss. I just think that you should say, I'm sorry for not being more forthright.
Why would I apologize, though? You don't tell, people, everything on the first date. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I'm going to go up to her and be like, oh, I have STDs from other relationships or anything like that. Like, I didn't say anything open like that to her on the first date.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Grady. I always disclose all my STDs before any date. Always. And I think more people should do that as well.
That is a good point.
And you
point,
find better matches that way, too. It's like, oh, you got one I don't have? Well, I got one you don't have. It's like trading cards.
But now you're describing it as a date. So now I'm even more confused.
I don't see why you guys think that it was a date, because it wasn't a date at all. It was just two friends hanging out, having a good time.
Well, how about this? Wow. I think you guys should go out. Grady, would you like to go on a second date with Catherine? We'll pay for it.
A date?
Yeah, like an actual date.
Well, this is more awkward because that Spanish chick didn't actually work out. It turns out she had a boyfriend, so I would... be okay with going on a date.
Okay.
Oh, Catherine, what do you think?
It went
from not being on a date and helping him shop for clothes to now he's willing to date you. Are you interested?
At least he's not a player.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Now you don't want a date.
Catherine, you just called the radio station to talk about our first date. So why don't we actually make the first date a thing and just go out and do
what?
I agree.
Yeah.
If you wanted to date the whole time, why weren't you more nice and open to hearing what she had to say?
I didn't want to date back then because I was interested in somebody else. But since that somebody else just rejected me, I'm interested in Catherine.
Oh, there you go, yeah, Catherine. A big pity date for you if you want it.
And he is a romantic, Catherine.
I cannot believe this is happening.
I know. Yeah. You're getting asked out on a date right now. I can't believe it either.
That's what she meant.
We're all happy for you.
I'm truly not interested.
Yeah.
No? Okay. At least you got your answer there, Catherine. And Grady, thank you for your time. Sorry the Spanish chick turned you down.
Yeah, and I guess I will be seeing Catherine in Spanish class next week. So this will be fun.
Adios.